Nicola Willis, finance minister, is with us after 6 o'clock. We've got the huddle standing by Trish Sherson and Paddy Gower. Paddy Gower's put on his Instagram, you know those people at the Auckland Football Club, it's going to be my football club, the one that's being launched in Auckland. You know, and you remember how they popped a jersey on someone and then made them run across the Phoenixes game at Eden Park and they got in big trouble for that? Well, they sent him a message on Insta and said, can you wear one of our t-shirts? He's like, nah, Phoenix for life. And then stuck that up. So anyway, we'll have a chat to him about that. Just, I just want to know, how can I get in on that game? Because it's my football club. Why is a Phoenix fan being approached? Anyway, you want some more dirt on the Triple CFA? Get a load of this. I said I wasn't going to beat up on Labor for this because we don't need to be triggered again. But this is quite telling, I thought. This is from the commentator who I was talking about before. After being warned and then bringing in the Triple CFA, what happened next was truly revealing about the previous government. Then Minister David Clark decided it wasn't actually that much of a problem until colleagues prevailed upon him and some changes were made in mid-2021. But privately, a number of ministers would express the view that the banks didn't want the regulation and the lack of mortgages being written was just the banks getting back at Labor. As if writing mortgages makes money, end quote. 23 away from 6. Now, on Labor, Labor's written to Winston Peters calling on him to recognise Palestine as a state. According to Labor, most countries in the world already have, and the Foreign Affairs spokesperson David Parker's with us. Hey, David.
Hi, Heather.
Okay, so why does this need to happen right now?
Well, something's got to change over there. There'd be years or decades of conflict. Israel now occupies Palestine, the Gaza Strip, but also problems on the West Bank. It's been 6 months of war now. Civilians are bearing the brunt. We think it's time that New Zealand really follows suit with most other countries in the world and recognises Palestine as a country as part of progress towards what's called a two-state solution.
Winston says it's absolutely going to happen at some stage that we will do it, but not now, and it would impede progress towards a two-state solution. Has he got a point?
Well, that's actually a major change in position. I've never heard Winston Peters or the national government, national-led government, say that Palestine will be recognised. So I think that's very significant and good progress. So, you know, we'd like
hasn't
that.
He, David, that hasn't his position the whole way through been that the only solution is a two-state solution?
Yes, that's been the position of successive governments in New Zealand for some decades. But the recognition of Palestine as a country, as an independent state, has not been on the cards until now. So that's great. Israel will resist it, or at least the current Prime Minister of Israel will, Mr. Netanyahu. He's not in favour of it. But when you occupy a country as they have for so long, you've either got to give people rights to participate in your own countries if it's one large country, or you've got to have two separate countries, both with their rights to govern themselves.
Yeah, totally agree with you. But here, tell me, where do the Palestinians sit on this, right? If they were offered it this time around, would they actually take it this time around?
Oh, my understanding is they want to be recognised as a state and to govern themselves. They certainly don't want to be subject to the occupation and governance of another
country. Yes, but that's fine, David. That's fine. But when it comes down to the nitty-gritty of how that all looks on paper, will they accept a deal?
You mean what would be the terms of a peace between Palestine and Israel? Well, that has to be nutted out, but at its heart has to be an independent Palestinian state.
Yeah, I agree with you, but the reason I'm asking you this, David, is because in 2000, it wasn't the Israelis that were the problem here. It was the Palestinians who rejected the idea. So have we got to a point, do you think, because us calling for Palestine to be recognised and calling for two-state solution is all lovely. We could call for rainbows and unicorns. Mm-hmm. But are they prepared to compromise, do you think?
Well, look, there's always been a lot of he said, she said in the Palestine-Israel conflict. And no doubt there is fault on both sides historically. The status quo where, 30,000 civilians have been killed more than that in the last 6 months in this conflict.
I agree, David.
But
I want to know, as the Foreign Affairs spokesperson, do you understand that the situation has changed with the Palestinians, that if it was put on paper and they had an offer for a two-state solution, do you reckon they'd agree?
Look, I can't solve the problem in Israel and Palestine, but I do believe that affirmation that Palestine has a right to exist as a separate state is a fundamental building block, because the one-state solution is even less likely to succeed.
All right, David, thanks very much. David Parker, Labor Party spokesperson for Foreign Affairs.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.